In the Afghan capital, Kabul, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for 2 deadly bomb attacks this week on peacekeepers. There are worries that resurgent violence, drug smuggling, and warlords could undermine plans to hold a June election. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
More than 2 years after the U.S.-led overthrow of the Taliban, the Bush administration paints Afghanistan as a positive example of nation-building, perhaps even a model for Iraq as it stumbles toward democracy. Here's President Bush in a State of the Union speech last week.
As of this month, that country has a new constitution guaranteeing free elections and full participation by women. Businesses are opening. Healthcare centers are being established. And the boys and girls of Afghanistan are back in school. With the help from the new Afghan army, our coalition is leading aggressive raids against the surviving members of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
But aid agencies and human rights groups on the ground paint a much darker picture. They see Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces regrouping and going on the offensive even in Kabul, which had been one of the safer parts of the country. In a troubling parallel to insurgent tactics in Iraq, U.S. military forces are seeing more roadside bombs and suicide attacks. Paul Barker, CARE International's Afghanistan director, spoke via satellite phone from Kabul.
So we've had 2 suicide bombings. It's an alarming trend. We, over the past 9 months, have seen an alarming deterioration in the southeast of the country. But having it now come into Kabul is a bit unnerving for us.
A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for those fatal bombings, telling Reuters from an undisclosed location, "It's just the beginning. More attacks will take place." Concerned about growing violence and a potentially resurgent Taliban and Al-Qaeda, especially in the south and southeast, the Pentagon is planning a new offensive in Afghanistan, according to a senior military official who denies a print report that the offensive will involve U.S. troops crossing into Pakistan. Osama bin Laden and Taliban leader Mullah Omar are still at large and believed to be hiding somewhere along the Afghan-Pakistan border. But some Afghanistan experts say focusing solely on Taliban Al-Qaeda terrorists isn't enough. They say it's also vital to get tough with regional warlords. John Sifton is Human Rights Watch's chief Afghanistan researcher.
The larger problem is not the Taliban. It's that the local commanders who the U.S. used to originally fight the Taliban control the majority of the country. Those people are extorting money from businesses, breaking into houses at night and stealing people's property. People don't feel safe. And in that context, elections are not going to go forward very well.
Sifton says that instability and warlordism might lead ordinary Afghans to re-embrace the brutal type of security the Taliban offered.
The Taliban had their origins in providing basic security to civilians who were sick of being robbed by gunmen. Kabul was destroyed by many of the commanders who just sat and negotiated this new Afghan constitution. That gives Afghans pause. That makes them very, very concerned that essentially history could repeat itself.
Bolstering Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and regional warlords is the rebirth of the drug trade. Paul Barker of CARE says the U.S. and its coalition partners seem to lack a strong, coherent strategy for handling the booming heroin problem.
Over 75% of the world's production coming from Afghanistan, over a 20-fold increase since the fall of the Taliban. And it's not become a major priority for the countries that are trying to invest in Afghanistan's future.
In a recent report, the United Nations warned of a palpable risk Afghanistan will again turn into a failed state, this time in the hands of drug cartels and narco-terrorists, unless more is done to curb the heroin trade. John Sifton says the return of the poppy is a major factor, hampering President Hamid Karzai's still fledgling efforts to exert control outside of Kabul.
Drugs are the most worrisome part of the illegal activities that are going on in Afghanistan. Opium production is at record levels, and it's leading many commanders to feel as though they don't need to follow anybody's orders. They are essentially independent criminal fiefdoms.
In their first ever deployment outside of Europe, NATO troops are now in charge of the 5,000-strong International Security Force. NATO has authorized a much-needed expansion of that force outside of Kabul, but so far that hasn't happened, except in the rather safe area of Kunduz. At a Senate hearing this week, lawmakers criticized NATO for not providing enough troops and resources for the job. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold said of the U.S. effort in Afghanistan, "I sometimes get a sense of a loss of momentum, or at least of significantly lowered expectations." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.